Good morning. My guests this morning are Sally Baker and Marcia Connell from Art Trails. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Art Trails again. Oh, great. Which Art Trails is this? The 20-something?
32nd.
It's always so much longer than I think it's going to be. Okay, so this year, Sonoma County Art Trails, which, by the way, is a program of the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, is the weekends of October 14th and 15th and October 21st and 22nd, two weekends in a row. So what happens for the people out there who don't already know?
Well, what is Sonoma County Art Trails? People might want to know. It's annual, so we said it's the 32nd year. It's a countywide open studio tour. And it's hosted in each individual studio by juried artists, and they exhibit their professional and inspiring work in their own studios. And Art Trails invites the general public of all ages to explore beautiful Sonoma County and to engage with the artists and with their work and their processes and to collect original and stimulating and enjoyable visual art.
How many artists this year?
141.
Wow.
And Art Trails is dedicated to enrich its customers and communities' visual arts exploration, experience, and education.
And in terms of education, that is one of our main missions of the Art Trails program. And to that end, we have all the artists in their studios either display educational material, or many of us also do demonstrations. Many people that come to Art Trails, that is what they like to do, is see how the artists work, the materials around them, what inspires them. We also have reached out to local high schools, the junior college, and Sonoma State, inviting students to come visit
Great.
Different studios, hoping for to do two things. One is to enlarge our audience and create appreciators of art, as well as inspire young artists into perhaps becoming Art Trails artists themselves.
And this is all over Sonoma County, right?
All over Sonoma County.
So how do you suggest people experience this? How do you suggest people observe and look at Art Trails on the 14th and 15th, the 21st
well,
and 22nd?
It can be somewhat daunting because of so many studios.
Right.
So one of the things that we do as an organization is we have preview shows. So there's five of them. There's one at Stone's Throw in Cotati, Gallery One in Petaluma, Corix and My Daughter, the Framer in Santa Rosa, and the Healdsburg Center for the Arts in Healdsburg. And then the main preview show is at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. And if you were going to try to see one piece of each artist, that is the show that is centered at the Sebastopol Center. Each artist is required to put in one terrific piece. And so a lot of people come to the center with a catalog. They circle which studios they want to go to. And it's a good way to be introduced
right.
to the program.
How do people get a catalog in advance?
So they can get a guide by going to any of the preview shows. And now we also call the catalog a collector's guide because it's really good for all year round. And a lot of the studios are open all year round.
Right.
Many of them are open by appointment. And so they can get a collector's guide at any of the preview exhibits, or they can also go to art stores in town or cafes or shops throughout the county, or they can go online to our website. The whole catalog is there. And these days, some people really like to just use their online resources at SonomaCountyArtTrails.org.
Right. Okay, thank you for coming in, and thank you for doing Art Trails once again. Let's tell people that they can get more information about Art Trails by calling 829-4797 or going online to SonomaCountyArtTrails.org. And on that website, you can get an online catalog, yet another way to find out what's going on. Thanks for coming in,
you
two. You're
very welcome.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.